This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China is retaliating for the U.S. order that Beijing shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. It directed the United States today to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu, as tensions between the world's two largest economies get worse. The order to depart the consulate in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly reciprocal in terms of scale and impact to the action in Houston. The U.S. had accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order, but there was no pullback, and today's shutdown demand was the result. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost more than 3%. In Europe, all the major exchanges are down, and Wall Street is headed for a drop at the open. In Israel, there were violent clashes between protesters and police overnight in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration of dismay with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up the crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID-19 cases appeared in the country in March, but then moved to quickly reopen its economy in May, and the disease made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. Netanyahu is warning that protests could lead to anarchy. More news online at voanews.com for your listening convenience. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. A poll done by the